Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Susan Baxter. Good morning to you, Susan.
Good morning, Lavon.
And Susan is one of the members and I think one of the leaders for a group called the Windbags. So I think first we have to define that, Susan. Who are the Windbags?
The Windbags are a group of women who have enjoyed writing together. We have decided that we want to do writing for your cause, benefits, Relay for Life, that sort of thing. Not really because of the name, but just that it's women and we're pretty opinionated.
And we have to say, what are you riding?
What am I riding? I'm riding a motorcycle.
You know, we could be riding horseback or we could just be riding cars. We need to define this as motorcycles. And I want to ask, anybody in your group have a three-wheeler?
Oh, absolutely, yes. There's quite a few. I'd say 8 to 12 people or couples that have three-wheelers. Very popular right now.
So it's people of all ages and people more and more getting interested. So we're going to talk about an event coming up, and then we can talk a little more about interest in motorcycles. But you have an event coming right up, actually. So let's talk about that.
Yes, the 22nd, this Saturday, we are going to have our scavenger hunt. We had it last year, and we've had several people wanting to continue to do that. It's we meet at the City Park in Atlantic between 10:30 and 11. Registration is $10 a bike or vehicle, and it's about 100 miles, and you will find things out in the yards and on the roads. We don't pick anything up. We just mark when we get to a stop where you found it at.
Okay. And so where are the kind of places along the way? You don't want to tell them what the stops are necessarily, maybe, but you're starting in Atlantic, and then kind of where's your next stop?
We are going to go down 71 over to County K, and then G43 goes over to 148 down to Messina, zigzags over to Bridgewater, down through Corning, over through Villisca, and then we are going to end up at Grant.
Okay, and have lunch, have a meal.
It's a meal. It's going to be around 2:30, 3 o'clock. So even if you can't make it for the ride, if you want to meet us there, she is going to. This is at the Hayloft, of course, and we are going to have made rights and all the fixings. It is their chicken fish at night, so we're going to kind of scoot in and out before they get too busy with that.
Or I guess somebody's husband could join them there and they could have dinner.
Absolutely. And this isn't just for women. I mean, even though we are women led, I should say, we encourage husbands, boyfriends, whoever, because it is really nice to have a large group. And we have so much fun.
I think that's a really good point. You know, you're doing this for a cause, but it's also a lot of fun. Now, I'm assuming when they come to the park in Atlantic, you're going to give them a map, and then you're going to give them those scavenger clues?
Yes, we are. We have a list of several things on there, and the map is going to be outlined for them. Don't necessarily have to go together. We sometimes do, just to see if somebody else found the same thing, but it's all the same roads, just maybe not all at the same time.
Yeah, you kind of need to stay on the road, I think, follow the map. Do you want to give us any clues of the kind of things you're going to be looking for?
Well, I can tell you that there's boots and hats growing on a tree somewhere. There is a Harley-Davidson rock. How many dinner bells did you see? Our Iowa signs are out there somewhere. And how many clay silos? Now, that's just a little bit. Now, there's some really some silly things. We have a pink unicorn somewhere and various tractors, of course. But and it's not necessarily about if you don't find it, you don't win. But we have some prizes that we'll give away. Last year, our grand prize was paper plates, forks, knives, and napkins. So that was our big deal last year, and it was to a farmer's wife, so she really appreciated that. So she got to take that home.
Yeah. So it's just more fun. You know, this is part of the fun is the writing, and whether you're ahead of somebody or whether you're writing as a group, part of the fun is the writing, and part of the fun is then getting together to eat. I mean, there's a lot of ways that you have fun involved here, and so even the prize is fun. And you're charging $10, and so the profits go to?
The proceeds to this run are going to the Brad Woods family. He is from the Exira area. His father-in-law, Ron, rides with us and asked us if we could help him. With that being said, when we first started this and we put a name to it and we write on there, writing for your cause, I don't know as if we really seriously thought somebody would take us serious. And here comes this young man that asked us for help. And it was just awesome, because that's exactly what we are trying to do. Is it's not to just promote women writers or to be all that. It's that we're out there trying to help people who really need it. And they do need it. He has been diagnosed with liver cancer. He has four children. And I know that the Pastor Frock from the Brayton area and his wife are actively helping with some of their needs. And so if you need information as to how to get some help to them, that would be great. But the proceeds for this particular ride will go to that family.
Okay. And I'm sure if somebody wants to give a donation, they could contact you, Susan, or they could contact Pastor Frock and his wife. I mean, there are several ways, because probably not everybody who might be interested in helping the Woods family is going to come on your ride.
No, not everybody. But I have talked to some couples who don't have their bikes anymore but are still very interested in going along for these kinds of events. I think they have a Jeep, in fact, and I think that would be fun to go to. So so everyone and anyone is, I know that farmers are in the field, so we do have some farm wives that come without their husbands. But regardless, it's just it's a great way to get together. And, you know, it's going to be, I'm not even going to say it out loud, pretty soon it's going to be a little colder. So we don't want to not have a good time to think about it in the winter.
But Saturday, I think the weather is going to be great, so you should have a good time out there. And we'll remind people here again before we leave about what time and all that sort of thing. But you have another idea here that you'd like to throw out there that you might have some interest in.
Well, as the time has gone on, we have a couple sponsors, motorcycles, businesses that have referred new women riders to us because they do not have the experience, but yet they want to ride with women. From that, because of my, I don't know what you call it.
Your experience?
Yeah, I guess maybe that's it. You want to share what you know with people to encourage them and to be confident, and it's going to work out for them. So we've talked about having a women's motorcycle safety workshop. It won't be till spring. But it's not really so that we can teach you things or that we know it all, but that you get and build confidence, and that there's so many things on the roads. You know, there's so much traffic, and the equipment is bigger, and things along the road you don't always account for. You don't always know how to stop. You know, when I first started riding, motorcycles didn't have the turn signals. So you learned hand signals, and that is so important. Even now, I still do the hand signals, and people say you can see that up above the rest of the group. And it's a silly little thing, but it's really important, especially if you ride with, you know, two or three more people. But this would just be to make sure you have the right gear. You know, you don't have to all have brand new boots and leathers. I mean, you can still wear, you know, hard shoes and jeans and so on and so forth. But, you know, if you have questions, there's a lot of experienced writers out there, not necessarily women, that have a lot of knowledge. They don't even know they have it, and to share it with people would be, I think, an awesome thing to make everybody a little more comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to gain some confidence if you're kind of new at that. Lots of things that you could learn from people who've ridden a lot of miles. So that's great. So if anybody's interested, they need to keep that in mind, and we'll be talking about that again. But right now we need to remind people of your scavenger hunt, where to meet and what time to meet.
This Saturday, September the 22nd, 10:30 to 11 at the Atlantic City Park. You can register there, and proceeds go to the Brad Woods family, and it's about a 100-mile ride. And you can contact me with any questions at 712-243-6350.
And that is Susan Baxter. And we want to thank you very much, Susan Baxter, for visiting with us and keeping us up to date on the windbag activities. Until next time, here's a thought. The pessimist complains about the wind. The optimist expects it to change. The realist adjusts to the wind.
How do you know if your next furnace central air unit